Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. What a joy it is to day by day take the Word of God and do this one verse at a time. The idea being that it would only take 4 to 6 minutes in most cases to be able to share the truth of God's Word, to break it down verse by verse and line by line, precept by precept, and oftentimes even word by word so that we gain more knowledge of the Word of God. It's the Holy Spirit that teaches us in His Word, and although He uses people sometimes to share His Word, He will teach us individually. I always want to encourage you to get into the Bible on your own and just ask the Lord, like we do at the beginning of all our studies, to help you to understand what He wants you to know for that day. We always do go to Him in prayer, so if you will, pray with me as we begin this study today. Heavenly Father, once again, we come before You humbled upon our knees oftentimes and asking You, O Lord, to be a part of our lives through Your Word. You gave us Your Word. We're so grateful for it. You gave us the Holy Spirit for those of us who believe, and You promised that He would guide us into all truth. You gave us the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. You unleashed His power so that we might be able to live according to Your words, so that our lives become a witness of the truth of God to others. Lord, that's our desire today. We want to bless You. We want to bless others, and so we ask You to be with us in this time of study today, and we'll give You thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is The Shepherd of the Sheep. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 10, verse 2. The Apostle John wrote how Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that enters not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber." And in chapter 10 and verse 2 of his book, John wrote how Jesus said, "He that enters in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep," where we read, "But he that enters in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep." The verse reads, "But he that enters in by the door." John began with the words, "but he," which means, however, nevertheless, notwithstanding, and moreover, the person, whether male or female, that enters in by the door, or who comes in and makes entrance in through and through the way of the opening, entrance, way, or passage, is as follows. John shared how the person who makes entrance through the entryway is as follows. The verse goes on to say, is the shepherd of the sheep. John continued with the words, is the shepherd, which means exist as the herdsman, manager, overseer, or pastor of the sheep, or belonging to the tame animals which are accustomed to grazing. John shared how Jesus said the overseer or pastor of the sheep was the one who makes entrance into the passageway. When we consider John's words in this verse, we discover how the only person who makes entrance into the door of the sheepfold is the actual shepherd or herdsman to whom the sheep belong. Jesus came to be the shepherd of every person who will yield their life to Him as their personal Savior and Lord. Those who are wise will listen carefully to the words of Jesus and understand there is no one else who is able to make entrance into the door to salvation. Next time, John shares how Jesus says, "To him the porter opens, and the sheep hear his voice." So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His Word. In Jesus' name,